Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, Hotel Mars, Episode N. On the CBS Audio Network, I welcome my colleague, my co-host, and my co-pilot, David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show, spaceshow.com. And we turn to the big, big space, NASA, the second most successful manned and robot big space operation on the Earth, the other being Roscosmos from the old days. However, what we have now is to look to a decision about the future for NASA, because the President of the United States, Mr. Biden, has nominated a new NASA administrator. He's not new. He's former Senator Bill Nelson of Florida, about the President's age, and a man who is long experienced in NASA. He was, as Senator, lead of many NASA proposals. To help us understand this story and why you go back to go forward is Jeff Faust of Science News, a senior editor of Science News is the one I'm reading this clip from, Space News, because at first glance, it seems like pals. Joe Biden and Bill Nelson served together for many years. But there is some doubt here whether Bill Nelson is the man to take NASA in its present stead and transform it into the NASA of the future, where commercial space is winning all the headlines. Jeff, the quote from Lori Garver, who is a former deputy administrator of NASA for President Obama, in other words, this served a Democratic administration similar to this one, is extremely unhappy with Bill Nelson's appointment. It reads this way. His legacy, Bill Nelson's legacy, is the monster rocket, and in some ways it is poetic justice that it will be his cross to bear. What monster rocket? What is she talking about? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. The monster rocket in question is the Space Launch System, or SLS. That is the heavy lift rocket that NASA has been developing for the last decade. It was started when Bill Nelson was a senator, and in fact, he led the compromise with the Obama administration that resulted in the development of the SLS when the Obama administration sought to cancel the Constellation program. Bill Nelson had, in fact, nicknamed the SLS the monster rocket. He meant that in a positive format because of the size, the capacity of the SLS. But many critics, like Lori Garver, argue that the SLS is sort of represents the worst aspects of NASA, of big programs that have cost overruns and schedule delays and don't reflect the capabilities of the emerging commercial space industry.
David, you have a question for Jeff.
Sure. Hi, Jeff. When Senator Nelson was actually a senator, the space program, NASA, even the space industry of Florida was pretty different than what it is today. Do you think Bill has evolved and can come into the modern world with public-private partnerships, new space, private sector going to the moon instead of NASA doing everything? Can he make that transition?
I think his thinking has evolved over time. 10 years ago, when the debate about what the future of NASA should be was taking place, when he was in the Senate, he was skeptical about commercial crew, about commercial capabilities to take over transporting astronauts to the space station. Since then, he has warmed to the commercial industry as that industry has demonstrated its capabilities, and now he is a supporter of it. But it is sort of a transformation that has taken place over time, and it was not his original position on the issue. And that's why, you know, some people continue to be skeptical that he is the right person to lead the agency in this new era.
As I understand it, the proposed NASA budget for 22 from the Biden administration is extremely generous in all areas. Do you think this is because of the nomination of Bill Nelson? Bill Nelson can call up his friend and confidant of many years, Joe Biden, and say, I need money?
Well, I think Bill Nelson's relationships in the Senate will help when it comes time to sell that budget on Capitol Hill in the months to come, and any other sort of space policy issues that come up. That's one of his strengths, is his long time in the Senate and the relationships both among Democrats and Republicans. That's certainly a big help. I don't know if Nelson himself was the result helped create that budget proposal in the first place, but he is certainly in a position to help sell that budget proposal when the time comes.
David?
Another concern that might be there, you can certainly throw cold water on it, is that NASA's a fairly large 35, 40,000 person organization that's highly technical and highly skilled. Can Bill lead that kind of an organization? He's a politician. That's his background. I don't know how technically qualified he is, but can he lead 35, 40,000 really highly skilled, trained scientists and engineers?
You know, the question is, do you need to be an effective rocket scientist to lead an organization of rocket scientists? And I think history has shown the answer is no, that some of NASA's best administrators over the years have not been scientists and engineers, but in fact have been lawyers and even politicians. From James Webb, who led NASA during much of the Apollo program in the 1960s, up to Jim Bridenstine, who was a NASA administrator in the Trump administration and earned a lot of plaudits from both Democrats and Republicans, even though when he was first nominated 4 years ago, many were skeptical that Bridenstine, a politician, a member of the House of Representatives at the time, could in fact capably lead the agency. In fact, Bill Nelson was among those initial critics who then warmed Bridenstine once he took office and demonstrated his leadership capability. So you don't need to be a scientist or engineer to lead NASA.
The SLS, it has survived its static fire test. The next step is the launch, maybe by the end of this year. Is that SLS program considered a make or break for NASA now, or have they moved past that, Jeff? Does Bill Nelson inherit a much larger landscape, including commercial space?
Well, you know, the Biden administration continues to support the SLS, and it's going to be a part of NASA's program going forward with the Artemis program, which the Biden administration has formally endorsed, of returning humans to the moon later this decade. We don't know exactly when at this point, but certainly that's in the plan. The SLS is going to continue to be part of that, but it's clear now that the SLS is only going to be part of the answer, that we're seeing the increasing capabilities of the commercial sector, whether it's SpaceX or Blue Origin, United Launch Alliance, developing their own heavy lift rockets that can carry some of the weight, figuratively and literally, for the Artemis program in terms of transporting components needed from various aspects of the program. So it's not going to be reliant on the SLS alone, but there's no sign that the administration is going to seek to abandon SLS. And even if it tried to, it still has plenty of supporters in Congress that would fight any effort to try and slow down or stop its development.
David?
Is there any information on Senator Nelson's perspective on Artemis, the Artemis Accords, and also private sector human landers for the moon?
Yeah, I don't think he's weighed in specifically on any of those issues. It's clear that the administration in general is not seeking to make major changes to NASA, at least in the near term. It's not going to abandon the Artemis program. It's not going to abandon major elements of the Artemis program, including the development of human-rated lunar landers that will be led by the private sector. A lot of the details, though, have yet to be worked out in terms of budgets and schedules and so on. What we're going to see, though, is largely a continuation of the space policies and programs set up over previous years and by previous administrations, and that's largely a good thing. Having some sort of continuity over many years rather than the whiplash of changing programs and destinations from one president to the next can help NASA stay focused and start delivering on its promises.
We can count on the fact that Bill Nelson will not be tweet-storming with Elon Musk. However, Bill Nelson is associated with concerns about sea level especially in Florida. We can expect that he will reawaken the green programs that Mr. Trump derailed. Is that a fair guess, Jeff?
Yeah, Earth Science is going to see a budget increase in the Biden administration. In fact, the fiscal year 22 budget that recently was released includes additional funding for Earth Science. So we will definitely see more of that. I don't know how involved Nelson himself will be in those programs, but we will see a greater emphasis on Earth Science and climate change. But that won't necessarily come at the expense of some of these other programs like space exploration.
And David, you'd have to say it's a good thing. More money, Bill Nelson can sell it. A politician who's experienced with in the Oval Office, this looks like a series of positives. Do you see a negative here, David?
No, I don't see a negative, and in fact, I'm pleased that this is a suggestion coming out of the Biden administration. So I think the status quo and probably making progress will continue. Jeff, real quickly, do you see him working to maybe lobby Congress to get rid of the Wolf Amendment so that they can talk to China?
30 seconds, Jeff.
Yeah, it's the Wolf Amendment sharply restricts NASA's ability to work with China. I really don't see that changing anytime soon, simply because it's clear that relationships between the United States and China are not going to drastically improve during the next several years. So I expect that NASA's hands will be tied to a large respect in terms of any sort of cooperation with China in space exploration.
Jeff Faust, David Livingston, I'm John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.